Welcome to the Artisan Landscape Outdoor Living Podcast. In this episode, I'm having a conversation with Jeremy Lott, the man behind the unique design philosophies of creating outdoor living spaces. Jeremy, I know we've had many conversations about the concept of outdoor living spaces. Where did that philosophy begin?
Well, I think that the idea of outdoor living spaces has been around for a really long time, right? Since the beginning of time. People lived in caves or little huts and went outside to cook on fires. They had a little outdoor kitchen that they were using. And that developed over time as people created other spaces in which to participate in games and other activities that they were interested in. So the philosophy of living outdoors has been around for a very long time.
Well, you know, I understand that, but we have come a long ways from living in caves and cooking on campfires, at least for most part, except for recreational purposes. So why would I want an outdoor living space in the modern age?
Imagine if you had a 5,000 square foot room that you had to dust and vacuum and keep looking very nice and great condition, but you never went in there and never used it. That is kind of what we do with our yards here in America. We have these elaborate yards that we have to put so much time and effort and money into to keep looking nice, but yet we never use them. They've become nothing more than a pretty surrounding to our homes. And so we really can do a lot more with our yards than just have them look pretty and have to maintain them.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Somewhat like the analogy of that 5,000 square foot room. So that's the first reason why it is a good idea to design and install your landscape in a fashion that it becomes more functional. The other extreme to that analogy is many of the city or suburb areas in which people don't have a very large yard to deal with. They can't really put down lawn and use it for what lawn is typically used for. So it usually becomes wasted space in that scenario also, because it's too small to actually do anything with. In that scenario, a small living space, outdoor room or two, would make the yard much more functional. The third reason behind this is the conservation movement. Everybody is coming up with different ways in which to conserve the different natural resources that we have, including energy and water. And I would even throw into that mix our time and our own personal energy, which is largely being wasted on maintaining these unfunctional spaces. And if we spend more time living outside and doing the things outside that we would normally do inside, we have the potential of being able to save a lot of electricity. If you think about it, during the middle of the day, whichever room it is that you are in your house, you most likely have the lights on in that room. If you're outside watching TV, or if you're outside working in an office or exercising or even preparing your meals outside or eating outside, chances are you're not going to have lights on. And so in that fashion, you can save energy. Also, when you're designing these outdoor living spaces, you're going to be installing a lot more hardscape and a lot more functional features in these outdoor rooms. So there is less to water in these outdoor spaces. Lawn consumes more water than any other plant that we use. And in order to keep it nice and green, you have to overwater the rest of the lawn in order to get enough water on the driest spots. That's the only way that you can keep that uniform, nice green look all the way across the lawn. Not only that, when you're watering lawn, there's typically a lot of overwatering going on, because in order to be able to reach all the little corners and curves that we put into our lawn areas, we have to have overspray. So there's water typically wasted on sidewalks and driveways, or even in empty flower beds and border areas for the lawn. Basically, what it comes down to, though, is outdoor living spaces are for people that enjoy spending time outside. For a person that enjoys reading or exercising, there's really no reason why there can't be a space outside in which they would feel comfortable to perform or engage in the same activities.
Thank you for joining us for this first episode of the Artisan Landscape Outdoor Living Podcast. Tune in next time when we'll discuss with Jeremy what is an outdoor living space. Artisan Landscape Outdoor Living designs and installs outdoor living spaces. For more information, contact Jeremy by email. Jeremy@artisanlol.com. Live, play, enjoy life outside.